I'm Anthony Wright, and I'm your host today on Attunement, and I am here with my guest, Bill Plotkin.
After 4 days alone in the wild, one's consciousness does change, and I would say it becomes much clearer, and we begin to see wild things more accurately, actually. It's out by an alpine lake. I got entranced by a spruce tree that was on the shore of that lake. And I was sitting those days, fasting, surrounded by absolute alpine magnificence, offering my reverent attention to the wild world around me. And this particular spruce really spoke to me in some way. I felt it was, or I knew it was, a monk. And my sense was that he was gazing very, very deeply into the world, more deeply than I knew it was possible. After a while, the spruce made a gesture, and I followed that gesture and saw a butterfly. And it actually came as close to brush against my left cheek. And as it did, I felt a communication. And what it said to me was, in essence, that my life would be something, would have a lot to do with learning how to weave cocoons, which are spaces of transformation, in particular places of death and rebirth.
Bill Plotkin, PhD, has been a psychotherapist, research psychologist, rock musician, river runner, professor of psychology, and mountain bike racer. As a research psychologist, he studied dreams and non-ordinary states of consciousness achieved through meditation, biofeedback, and hypnosis. He has guided thousands of people through initiatory passages in nature since 1980. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks. Good to be here.
If you would like to hear this interview in full, please go to www.attunement.biz, where it is available for purchase as an immediate download or as a CD. Again, that's www.attunement.biz, A-T-T-U-N-E-M-E-N-T.biz. Thanks for listening.